Marshall, I have a question. Say, for example, I'm sitting with my partner, and she's going on and on and on about a story.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling connected, yes. One, to myself, and two, to her.
Yes.
And I voice in the middle of her story, yes. I say, I feel frustrated and don't feel connected to what you're saying.
Yes.
Now, I'm...
What's your present request? See, without a present request, any need can be threatening. It's easily heard as a criticism if you don't immediately, with the speed of light, add to your unmet need a clear present request.
So my request would be if you'd be willing to give me 2 or 3 minutes of time for me to think.
That would be one request you could do. And another you could do is stop other people when they've said one word more than you want to hear. See, I've asked 400 people one time, as part of my research on this, if you're using more words than somebody wants to hear, would you rather have them be a polite listener and let you continue or stop you? And 399 out of 400 said, stop me even if I got hurt by it or upset. And the one other person, she couldn't make up her mind. She said she didn't know if she could handle it if people stopped her. But that led me to see that it is not a gift to anybody to let them continue talking when it's not meeting your need. They'll pay for it. So one way would be to stop the way you did and say, excuse me, but I'm impatient and so forth. The other would be to interrupt for the purpose of bringing them back to life. Take them away from what they're saying to what's in their heart that leads them to say it. That will be a gift to them, because if you were bored listening, they're probably bored saying it.
Amen. Well, that'd be a gift to children.
Yes.
Yes. It's a gift to anybody that when their words are not giving life, it's because they've gotten disconnected from what their present feelings and needs are.
So you would offer them empathy at that point?
Yes, I would say, excuse me, but are you feeling, so my first words out of my mouth is to go to what is presently alive in them that's the root of all the words.
But if I'm not feeling connected with myself and I don't feel I can offer empathy, then I would start with the first
then
one.
Then you would start with what you did, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, the problem is most of the time that babbling goes on in a middle-class culture, the need is for gratitude, recognition. And people are so brought up to believe that you shouldn't have that need. You should just give out of selflessness and so forth, that they're ashamed to admit that they have a need to celebrate what they did, to have some recognition for it. So they go on and bore people with all the stories, not realizing that's going to get the exact opposite of what they want. So we'll come back to this after lunch if you like.
This concludes our presentation. If you'd like to obtain additional recordings of Marshall Rosenberg or learn more about nonviolent communication, please call the Center for Nonviolent Communication in La Crescenta, California at 1-818-957-9393. Or go to the center's website at www.cmvc.org.